Scott, why is now the right time to bring up the big man, Rowdy Tellez, from AAA Baseball?
Well, obviously, we saw yesterday the corresponding move to allow Freddie Galvis to go to the Cincinnati Reds on waivers. So that was with, you know, the idea of opening up some playing time. And, you know, they want to see these kids. Right now, you know, there's 6 weeks left in the season, 40 games. They're in audition mode right now. So, you know, Charlie Montoyo wants to find out, you know, what's in this system. Some of the guys that they saw, you know, throughout the season sporadically, they want to give these guys playing time so they know heading into the winter they have a better idea of what to expect in spring training and, you know, not even what to expect in spring training, but who makes it through the winter in terms of roster decisions. There's obviously going to be more roster turnover and, you know, can Rowdy Tellez, you know, take the adjustments he made in AAA and apply them at the big league level. You know, we haven't really seen him do that so far with any sort of consistency. Obviously, there's a little bit of power there, and, you know, he needs to change his approach a little bit and stop swinging and missing, you know, through the high fastball, stop swinging at sliders in the dirt. And, you know, he was able to do that in AAA, and the Blue Jays want to find out, you know, if he can do that at the big league level heading into the winter to figure out what they want to do with their roster. And, you know, there's a number of those all over the roster right now. Brandon Drury, he needs to play. They're going to move him around, try to get him as many bats as possible. Obviously, we saw it earlier in the year with the idea to move Teoscar Hernandez into center field. That's not a defensive thing. That's just to get him at bat to try to figure out what he is. That's what this season's been about, and that's what they'll continue to do here, you know, through the final 6 weeks. And if that means, you know, coming at the expense of some veterans, which it sounds like Justin Smoke's playing time is going to be cut a little bit, you know, that's what the Blue Jays are willing to do at this point.
What about as far as Bo Bichette? Any chance that he won't be playing every night or taking some nights off?
Well, I mean, obviously we've seen with Vladdy that he's needed some maintenance days. He's been on the Kawhi Leonard program pretty much, but Bo Bichette is not on that program. Yeah, I actually asked Charlie Montoyo earlier tonight if he was going to sit Bo at any point now that there's really no true shortstop backup on the roster. Now that Galvis is gone, you know, Brandon Drury will be that guy from, you know, time to time. But it sounds like they're going to run Bo out there every day and you know, make him, you know, see if he can continue this momentum through the final 6 weeks of the season, because it's obviously been a scintillating start for this kid, and, you know, he looks like the real deal, and, you know, they don't have the same sort of physical concerns that they do with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., so they're going to run him out there every day, and, you know, fans will be able to watch him play for the next 6 weeks.
Scott Mitchell, TSN Blue Jay reporter, continues discussion about the Blue Jays. You mentioned a lot of position players coming up and auditioning. Will we see any arms, any pitchers come up to audition for the rest of this last 6 weeks of the year?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, you know, the next 3 weeks are interesting because, you know, obviously the rosters expand September 1st, so you're going to see a whole group of names come up. But the two on the radar the most in AAA are TJ Zork, their 2016 first-round pick, and Anthony Kay, the guy they got in the Marcus Stroman trade. So they're at AAA right now. They do need to be added to the 40-man roster, but they also needed to be added this winter. You know, so there's a little bit of you know, roster maneuvering going on right now in terms of what they want to do. If a guy doesn't have to be protected from the Rule 5 draft until next winter, you're probably not going to see him this September. But those are two guys that are really in line for starts at some point, whether that's going to be over the next 3 weeks or September when the rosters do expand, you know, that remains to be seen. But, you know, you're going to get some cameo starts, some spot starts here and there as the Blue Jays try to figure out, you know, on the same hand as their position players, what they've got in the system in terms of pitching, especially, you know, the guys that are at AAA that really haven't gotten an opportunity. And, you know, those two guys are, you know, maybe not the most exciting names, but they're a little bit under the radar. They've both been able to get some outs. Anthony Kay had his best start as a Blue Jay in the Blue Jays organization last night in Buffalo. So, you know, you'll see those guys. And, you know, I think, you know, the pitching's a little bit more far off in terms of how this plan is going to come together than the position side. But, yeah, there's going to be some names and going to be some auditions coming up shortly.
Last quick one for you. How important has it been to have a manager like Charlie Montoyo managing this year for the Blue Jays?
Well, it's been interesting. He came with a development and, you know, player development background and a teaching background. And, you know, we've seen a lot of that. It's been kind of night and day between last year's coaching staff and this year's coaching staff, where, you know, you saw John Gibbons and his veteran group kind of more just sit back and let the veterans do their thing. And that's why he was such a good manager for that group that kind of transitioned. And now you see these guys out and they're hitting ground balls. They're doing a lot more pregame work in terms of drills and things like that. And, you know, I think it's been a positive for what this young group needs. And, you know, I mean, there's been some interesting moments, you know, early in the season. Charlie Montoyo really likes to bunt, which is, you know, probably going to be a topic once his team gets back into contention. You know, everyone and their mother has an opinion on how a bullpen should be used. But, you know, I think he's been positive. He's, you know, an upbeat guy, and that's what they need. And, you know, this guy can speak both languages in the clubhouse. He really seems to be well-liked by his players. And, you know, he's developed relationships in the city. So, I mean, you know, I think for a guy coming into his first managing gig at the age of 53 years old, you know, he's been exactly as billed. And, you know, we'll see how that kind of develops as the Blue Jays start to try to win games over these next couple of years, because, you know, that's when, you know, a manager's mettle is really tested.
Great stuff, Scott Mitchell. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the game tonight.
All right, boys, take care.